The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soku Sibiya. A very good morning to you, Soku. How are you?
Good morning, Abongile and your listeners.
So it's Monday.
Yes.
Innovative ways to empower African women. What are those?
These are five facts or methods that can be used by any African country, basically, to lift women out of poverty and basically to give them the benchmark or the, you know, or the position in order for them to thrive as well. And now the UN has basically said that empowering women in spheres of economics, education, human rights, and politics has significant advantages. And we've just looked at five. So one of them includes eradicating child marriages. This is very prevalent in some African countries. But what you're finding now is that these laws where children are married below the age of 16 sometimes, especially girls, and are forced to drop out of school, are now being eradicated and put into law, as well as into traditional law as well. So you find in countries like Malawi already, the chiefs have banned child marriages. Right now, Zambia is still debating that and putting that to table in terms of putting it as law that children under the age of 16 are not allowed to get married. And this is because, you know, you want the children to participate in the economy. They find that when you basically stop the rights of half of the population, you're not getting as much economic activity as you would be. And by stopping child marriages and getting children to school, you're actually even helping the larger community. Some innovative ways is including them on social media, in technology, as well as through small business. So, you know, as the sooner you get women participating in the economy, as I keep saying, you find that you also uplift the community in which you are in. Many people across the continent are raised by women because men are at war at most, in some cases, or off to other countries to get greener pastures. So in the meantime, if the woman is also empowered, then you find that the community doesn't crumble in that instant. So if you go onto the website, you can take a look and look at all the different examples of the people actually championing these methods and how far they've come along. So you get women in Malawi, in Nigeria, in Zambia, and in Zimbabwe talking about how they've managed to break the stereotypes that are often born into society by women.
And so, just speaking to this, though, we often talk about these child marriages and we talk about all of these small things that are happening within the African continent. Are we winning? I mean, from the good news that you guys follow, are we winning?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. You know, as I said, for many years, it's been a norm. And now you're actually finding countries are putting it into law. So now it becomes the law of the country that child marriages will not be accepted. If you are found to be participating, you get fined, you get jailed in some cases. And this is not just in the big cities, because I think many of these practices happen in rural areas. So you find that chiefs now are on board. They're getting re-educated in terms of human rights. And we're finding that it's happening. So in Malawi, it's been eradicated. In Kenya, it's been eradicated. In Senegal, it's on the cards in terms of being changed. So you're getting a lot of countries. It's in Nigeria as well, in the northern part. The Emir, Sanusi, has basically called for the eradication of child marriages, even polygamy in some states, especially where they say that sometimes marrying many wives and having many children brings a burden to the state if you can't afford it. So, you know, you are finding that many countries are actually looking at this as a global perspective, but still trying to maintain our traditions. But, you know, obviously, you know, we need to strike that balance. The tradition should not hamper on a particular group in society. It needs to uplift and educate, and that's what we're doing. And I think we are winning. We're coming along very well.
Okay, I want to guess, Sukwena, you always know how to just raise me up once again. Thank you so much for that wonderful news. So, we'll chat soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.